Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am so wound up this morning, this afternoon, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, this evening. This morning, getting ready to come in to the InfoWars Media Center, I sat there in a chair for about 15 minutes just staring at the wall, something I rarely do, trying to come up with words, descriptions to describe how incredibly fast the tyranny is metastasizing. Just yesterday, we talked about the new Homeland Security cybersecurity legislation that all the major watchdog groups admit is the complete end of freedom on the web, the end of the Fourth Amendment, total Pentagon takeover of all telecommunications infrastructure. The CIA director publicly a month ago saying, yeah, we listen and watch everything you do. Get used to it. Government inoculating children in states across the Union without parental consent, giving children abortions without parental consent, all of it lawless and illegal. And now taking children from parents when they don't get vaccines. No law, absolute kidnapping. We do have a totally illegitimate criminal government. And lately, I have been going to different churches in Austin, trying them out, and also randomly going and looking at the sermons that Methodist, Baptist, interdenominational, Catholic, you name it, churches are giving. And I found that in the last 2 weeks, all over the country, they've been having clergy response team speeches. That, of course, is FEMA's secret program now declassified a few years ago to get most of the clergy in the country to spy on their flock and to basically become government agents. My wife went to a church to try it out this weekend with the children. I told her I just can't handle being around people right now. I need some time, just a few hours where I'm not being looked at. I said, I'm going to stay home. And work on stuff, exercise, but also pray. I've been doing a lot more praying lately, I'll tell you. There are no atheists in foxholes. Or maybe they are, just I don't know them. And she gets home, and I said, how was the sermon? And she said it was cop worship. And again, it's not that some police aren't really good men and women and don't lay their lives down and don't have tough jobs, but it's the system programming what preachers say, the federal government, and getting everybody ready to do whatever the police say under martial law. That's the whole point, is that it's a synthetic, artificial, hollow thing as well, because they don't care about the military and the police. In fact, the system hates them and treats them like trash. You know, when illegal aliens, drug smugglers with U.S. Justice Department furnished guns kill a cop, they don't have a parade, anything. It's kept real quiet. The family's paid off. But a cop gets killed by somebody on psychotropic drugs in Austin, you'd think the world had come to the end. And now I've talked to people that didn't know. I actually have a mutual friend that knew this police officer and said, well, one reason was he was a really nice guy. Everybody liked him. So I understand that. The point is that the system uses it. Why are they shelling us on worshiping the government and the police and the military? That's what fascist states do. In the Americana system, you've never had the military off-duty encouraged to be out in their uniforms. Because our military and our government and our citizens knew, oh, that's what you see in third world countries. But now it's everywhere to get us ready to live in a military state. Military is a very dangerous thing. I'm going to break down some of the biggest news ever on the other side. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are broadcasting worldwide in defense of liberty. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is an emergency global transmission attempting to reach fellow humans worldwide and understand a scientific dictatorship being carried out by six global private megabanks is waging war against the free market society, private property, the family, in a scientifically prepared, planned, and public program for a new world order, eugenics, Agenda 21 takeover. We are in the process of being completely conquered. We're already geographically conquered. We're already conquered through the private Federal Reserve and its collection agency, the IRS, financially. But now they're going after our bodies, our minds with the chemicals, biologicals, the chemtrails, the weather manipulation. We have a group of control freak psychos whose megalomania, thanks to technology, is now being manifest. Nero thought he was God, but he wasn't God, and he didn't have nuclear weapons. Caligula thought he was God, the Roman emperor. Aztec kings thought they were God. Now, the elite do have what you could call godlike power through the nuclear weapons, the fission weapons, the tectonic weapons, the biological weapons. For all intents and purposes, not like God with a big G, but God little g, like the Greek gods, to devastate devastate this planet and devastate humanity. They've had a covert attack profile creeping around, poisoning the food, the water, the medicines, the Trojan horse vaccine program. They have tested their soft kill up to a point where they're just devastating the population in mass, just mass death, disease, neurological disorders, cancer, autism, everything off the charts. Toys, Barbie, cancer Barbie, who's had her hair fall out. Oh, let's be sweet to the kids and, you know, give them a Barbie because they've got cancer. The point is, why are they all getting cancer? Why is everybody getting breast cancer? Not let's get a cure for it. Why is it exploding? To, again, normalize it. That way they can control the movement on breast cancer and pediatric cancer and brain cancer and lung cancer. You know, lung cancer's up in non-smokers. It's directly linked to cancer viruses in, what, four major vaccines still being given? You're like, Alex, you open every show with this because that's the big issue. Whether you're military, police, or bureaucrats that serve this system, you were not given the memo that Angela Merkel was not to take the vaccines. Oh, those memos did come out 3 years ago. The U.S. governing elite, the British governing elite, the Chinese, the Japanese, the European Union elite, none of them will take the vaccines. The memos are public not to take them. I've shown you stacks of news reports. I just got chills. Where the Chinese elite have secret farms producing only non-GMO with genetic testing being done on the spot to make sure cross-pollination hasn't happened. Why do you think that's going on? Because they've implemented eugenics operations in China as part of a deal with the globalists to move the New World Order to China that they signed in the mid-1970s that they would carry out the eugenics model. Their elite did join with the New World Order. It's got chills again. All of the elite with their own private gardens and food, special water filtration systems, special filtration systems on their houses, and now automobiles. Aircraft flying around behind them when they jet set with the chefs and the food grown at their facilities. Why is that? Well, the memos that the German government got leaked that the entire upper government class does not take vaccines and is offered, quote, translated from German into English, clean vaccines if they want them. That's London Guardian Der Spiegel. Look it up. They give you the message again. If you're a servant of this system and have decided to join with the tyranny, you're conscious of its evil, you know it's real, but as a coward or someone who's selfish and only wants to continue having fun today and strutting around like a peacock today and partying today and having the petty power of the system today, you are being killed right now. The things we're going to see in the near future, people are like, what are we going to see? Government-run healthcare, TSA sticking their hands down our pants, forced inoculations. Remember, I told you all that was coming, and now it's here, and it's like, so what? When's it going to get bad, Alex? It's only going to get worse because you can't recognize what's bad. I mean, when I sit there, I sat there for like 10, 15 minutes just staring at the wall today, trying to think of all the things they're doing and how they all tie together. And it was like trying to look at grains of sand at the beach and describe each one of them. You ever picked up grains of sand and put them under a microscope? They're beautiful. Some are orange, some are red, some are blue, some are green, most are white, depending on the beach you go to. They look like diamonds. But it's the opposite. You zoom in on the New World Order, and it gets uglier and more complex the closer you get in on it. It is a wavelength, a spectrum of corruption and evil and enslavement and degradation and humiliation and pain. It is trampling and being trampled upon by the priest of power, the cult of power, who only care about ugliness and black uniforms and trudgeons and pain and starving children. That is beautiful to them. That is what is beautiful to us, Winston, O'Brien says, as he tortures Winston Smith, who was an archetype of George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair, who'd worked in propaganda for MI6 at the BBC. When good men do nothing, when good men and women stand down and decide that the whole world is just like a carnival and that you're a spectator and you just go through the world and react to what is fed to you, when you do that, you automatically allow the very worst elements to take control of the culture. And these globalists hate humanity and enjoy ugliness and pain and raw power. They love raw power so much. They have taken their sweet, cold time, taking over the system while profiting at the same time, and now they prepare to have their absolute, total world government system. I'm going to describe to you right now what the cashless society control grid system is going to be like. We're already into it. I told you 15 years ago, I told you 10 years ago, I told you 5 years ago. I've issued messages to the future for people down the road, and now people are already going back to messages from 15 years ago, 5 years ago, and freaking out, going, look at this message, that's now what happened. How does Alex Jones know this? Because I study the enemy. And every time I even think about the enemy, I get chills. Not chills of fear, chills of, in a spook house. You're around the woods at night, feel like something brushes up against you. Get those chills. Ooh, danger, Will Robinson. Ooh, bad, bad. And my instinct isn't run. My instinct is warn people. My instinct is, good men, let's rally. Let's defeat this. Gives me the willies. That's really the best description of it. I have the willies right now. And it's not the willies you get when you're crazy and in college and you drive out 10 miles out into the ocean at night when it's super smooth and there's fish swimming around your boat and you just jump in and, you know, swim out a few hundred yards. Because if you're conscious and analyze the fear, statistically, it's a very low chance that a barracuda or a shark's going to bite you. Let's be conservative, 1 out of 10 million. Look it up. I mean, I think you've got like a 1 out of 15 million last time I checked and change being even bitten by a shark in a year. Look it up yourself. The numbers vary. There's like 4 or 5 shark fatalities a year. My point is, you got the willies. I remember doing stuff like that, and most of my buddies wouldn't jump off the boat. They're like, quit showing off. And I'm like, it's crystal clear out here. Look, there's plankton shining in the water. It's magic. Get in. And then one time we had girls with us. They pulled their clothes off and jumped in. They knew it was fun. The point is that those are irrational fears. I don't have the willies. Unless there's jellyfish out there, that's a real threat of jumping into black water 10 miles off the coast at midnight. But my instincts, my intellect, everything, when I look at the New World Order, it is desperate sorrow that people don't know how serious it is, how giant, how hardcore, how massive. It doesn't come to steal and rob. It steals and robs to impoverish you, to make you weak, so it can enslave you, use you up, and ultimately get away with killing you. This whole global spectrum world government tentacle system is chains to chain down humanity. An iron curtain of night and of total tyranny is descending upon every nation on earth right now. The globalists have taken over. The New World Order goes into countries and wrecks the infrastructure and never rebuilds it and brings poverty and mass death. That is its fruits. And if you think the New World Order won't and doesn't plan to do that here, you got nothing coming. They hate America more than any other place in the world, but they at the same time use America to carry out their evil. They destroy those without, while destroying the system within, while transferring their new command base to...
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove Stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
I am still alive.
The adventurer, the patriot, the honorable.
I was a sailor.
Our ancestors lived through all of you out there. The question is, what will you do in this great time of challenge? What are you made of? For the globalist tricks, and the different layers of confusion they project? Do you get caught in their false reality, or do you understand the manipulation? Because once you understand it, you laugh at yourself at how obvious it was. I've got all this world news. We have a big guest coming up, several big guests. But I want to just first, calmly, talk about something I've been talking about for a week. But upon stumbling across a rebroadcast of last Thursday's show on YouTube, I didn't give it the gravitas it needed. I didn't give people the full spectrum breakdown that is so essential. I mean, in and of itself, it's horrible. And another signpost on the road to absolute enslavement and all that that word enslavement means. But then there's the media response and how they report on it like it's no big deal. There's that whole story. And then there's how it ties into everything else. And I sat there on the phone with Paul Watson this morning, who's doing a story on it, and who's listening right now to get some of my points to add to his research. And that's what I stood there, basically staring at the wall, you know, thinking about all the hundreds of different points that come up when I think about this. And the historical ramifications. And, of course, I'm speaking about the IRS coup over our republic. And that's what it is. The Federal Reserve began its coup d'etat over the financial system and its infiltration slow takeover. Because if you had a foreign army come in and declare a coup, Americans would resist it. But infiltration by stealth, that's how we were attacked and that's how we were taken over. And now they're just mopping up free speech, the right to assemble, private property rights, things like that. That's being mopped up right now. And so I was rereading these articles last night and this morning. Here's Forbes from April 7th, a week ago or more. Forget travel if you owe the IRS. Here's another one. Owe the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Fox News. Okay? And I've got some more articles going over that. And the way this Robert W. Wood just calmly talks about, well, they've had some similar things, you know, where you got to pay your child support or they take your paycheck, or to get a hunting license if you got any problems. You can't get a hunting license. It's a privilege. So it's just like, oh, it's just something new. It's no big deal. Not even Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, the worst despotisms, didn't take passports for unpaid taxes. They took them from people as part of a process. They learned that if you just came and arrested people to take them away to a slave labor camp, they'd resist. But if you first took their passport, only arrested their neighbors, came back a month later and said, now go live in this slum, this ghetto, and then a year later come get you and take you away. The process. And the globalists have written psychological warfare manuals that are public on this. They create a process. And so they're just, oh, yeah, you just won't be able to leave the country. Of course, I've read deeper into what they've called for. I've told you this is coming for years. Now it's here. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. This is not the Bible saying it. It's the Federal Reserve that runs our country and its collection agency, the IRS. You're not going to be able to have a job, go in a national park, go in a federal building. That's why they're now setting up TSA checkpoints outside Social Security buildings and others. And they're saying, if your card isn't up to date, you're just homeless. Extrajudicial, no courts, no due process, just like over 2 million people are on no-fly list. Don't know how you got on, don't know how you get off. It's the national security state run by mafia criminals who are involved in every abominable crime you can imagine publicly, people like Corzine, saying you're going to give all your money to the foreign banks that run your country through austerity and to Warren Buffett, or you're not going to have a job. And next we're going to come arrest you and put you in a forced labor camp. Stay there. I'm going to break it down how they're going to do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me break down what capital controls and martial law mean in America and what it signifies to have the fact that the Senate has passed. It's moving quickly through the House. It is expected to pass. And there is no opposition on talk radio or in print that I have seen in a week of research. This legislation has been introduced for months, and I wasn't even aware of it until it passed out of committee in the Senate and now passed the General Senate. I wasn't aware of it. Someone who is a complete news junkie. Just like Obama signed an executive order to seize control of natural gas and try to keep us from using it as an energy source, listing it as some type of threat and trying to take state regulation power away, like the Texas Railroad Commission has over natural gas. I'd actually talked to some mid-level executives. They said these rumblings were coming 2 years ago. While everybody was diverted with the hooker scandal down in South America with Obama, and the Secret Service, he snuck another weekend executive order in on us. Just like the National Defense Authorization Act, the torture, the new wars, all of it. Now, continuing here, the public plan by the big corporations and all their press releases and governments is to standardize all electronics, including inexpensive clock radios, systems in refrigerators, light bulbs, everything, to have tech embedded in it that allows it to be remote controlled by government smart meters. This is all on record. MIT said it was the plan 12, 13 years ago. I first read about it. People are like, yeah, right. Our light bulbs and toasters are going to be watching us. Then you saw Forbes and Reuters and Wired Magazine a month ago say, yes, all new appliances spy on you. But it's not just a smart meter on your house or in the neighborhood wirelessly accessing it. On record, all of the post office vehicles are now going to have these snooper hubs installed. That's Associated Press last year. All of them. That's the plan. And data over power line, the new chips are coming out that you pay for when you buy the refrigerator, the toaster, the microwave oven, the refrigerator, the dishwasher, the computer, the smartphone, the iPad. All of them have back doors, remote access, even when they're turned off, under federal regulations, which they call law. Okay? And Petraeus just says, hey, get used to it. The Fourth Amendment isn't seen as it was in the past. He didn't say we're going to ignore it. He just said the Fourth Amendment allows this. Oh, yeah, without a warrant coming into your house. And again, gathering data on everyone. And you're like, well, I have nothing to hide. Do you have something to hide from serial killers? Do you have something? I mean, why do you lock your doors then if you have nothing to hide? Because there's bad people out there. Government's the number one killer. Democide. Look it up. You're always taught to be scared of your neighbor. You're always taught to be scared of anybody but government, when government, as our founders stated, is the number one threat. So here's our top news today. The IRS has stated, the collection agency of the private Federal Reserve that we pay our taxes to, as Ronald Reagan's own commission showed, not one cent goes around the country. It's all interest on the debt. The debt to print a dollar, which is really a Federal Reserve note, debt is created, paid to the private banks. We didn't have this till 1913. They hadn't completely phased it in until the 70s. They didn't even really have the income tax enforced till the 50s. United States of America, it says that on this $5 Lincoln greenback reissued by Kennedy, but at the top it says United States note, not Federal Reserve note. That is the difference. United States note, but look at the money in your wallet. It's a Federal Reserve note. The IRS was set up at the exact same time to fund this scam. And that's why Warren Buffett is out saying raise taxes on the rich, because he has helped himself write the loopholes where he is exempt. Then he uses the fact he's exempt to say raise it on people over $250,000 a year so that he'll get that money out of the Treasury and banker bailouts. And they even admit that. I covered that yesterday on the Sunday show. Hal Buffett rule would still be escaped by highest earning households. And the Washington Post admits it. Here's one independent headline. Goldman Sachs conquers Europe. Raising taxes, bankrupting everybody except the elites to transfer the money to them because the government traders signed on to the fiat derivative debts created by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and others. And again, I keep repeating that because that's the giant elephant in the room. That's the huge hoax. And then this smirking Warren Buffett trying to act non-threatening in every photo I see with an ice cream. Oh, it's a nice old man with an ice cream. Folks, evil doesn't look like Jeffrey Dahmer or Freddy Krueger or Jason from Friday the 13th or the killer from Halloween, or the monsters from the movie Alien. Evil looks like little old men in suits who know to look non-threatening and go, I'm a nice old man, raise my taxes. When he knows full well he helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and he was the biggest beneficiary of the bailout money. Here that is out of McClatchy. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. And I know I keep hammering on this before I get to the IRS, because people say, well, the IRS is a little out of control, but you got to pay your share. You know, we've always had taxes, death and taxes, all this talk. Yeah, we've always had tariffs and trade and sales taxes and things. We didn't always have property taxes. That's feudal serf tax. You don't own your land. We didn't have one until the 50s in this country. You used to really own your property. You don't own your land. You rent it. You pay government rent. And they'll take it if you don't. And you pay with that and lose your property rights to pay for the government, Fed-run brainwashing centers, the public indoctrination prison centers. The churches until the 50s weren't 501c3 charities. They knew they were under the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Government has no jurisdiction in it until they trick you to sign into the jurisdiction. And now you go to pretty much any church there is. Go to the Methodist Church. First Methodist of Austin. Bill and Melinda Gates are going to save you. Open the borders. Heather has two mommies. Go to a Baptist church. Worship the police state. Do whatever government tells you. I've read the stuff that's at Catholic churches online. Turn your firearms in. They're of the devil. Open the borders up. It's illegal to have borders. World government's good. These are government spokesmen, even though they may love God and not be evil people. They're gullible chumps who think Romans 13, Hitler's favorite passage, is their world. And you should get it, Infowars.com, Pastor Chuck Baldwin's excellent book, Romans 13, written with his son who's a constitutional lawyer. And get it out to every one of these preachers and rebuke them. I mean, that's why my wife always wants me to go to church. If I'd have gone to church with her and heard that Baptist preacher go into this government worship, I'd have had to stand up right there. I mean, I cannot be around it. And maybe that is my calling every Sunday, to go into church and stand up. Notice that's why they always got the big bouncer. They call him an usher. It's all so devilish, I tell you. These people have no idea. Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know this, but we've got to get this information out to everybody. I'm going to shoot a special report. It'll be on the nightly news tonight. I want everybody to get it and get it out to everybody, because we've got to call talk radio. We've got to call the newspapers. We've got to write letters to the editor. We've got to call Congress now, because this is incredible. Congress passed the NDAA saying the president could secretly arrest and disappear citizens. They've got other legislation pending that says for any reason they can strip your citizenship if the president or defense department says, and deport you as a natural born citizen. See, nobody, even kangaroo court, Nazi courts, didn't say you weren't a German. They would just trump something up. This is saying you just disappear. And of course, it led to that later in Germany. But at first, they would have show trials. Everywhere they want to just suspend due process and say you're guilty until we bury you 6 feet under. It's not guilty until proven innocent. It's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Then it's guilty until proven innocent. And now it's you're guilty, period, government's God, and we're buying giant armored tanks. Folks, search was up over the weekend. Homeland Security buys giant armored vehicles. And these things look like something out of the Running Man. I mean, these are armored vehicles that look like the tanks the Nazis built. I mean, they've got wheels that are like, you know, 10 feet tall. And they've got like foot-thick armor for the American people. They're buying hundreds of millions of rounds a month, digging in armored pillboxes that they drag behind these things. And again, it's not the government. It's foreign banks took over. Now, there's Paul Watson's article about Homeland Security buying up ammo supplies. Type in Homeland Security buys giant armored vehicles. and tanks. This new one I saw Friday that Nemo posted was just absolutely gargantuan. And then I looked up, they're buying hundreds of them. I've talked to the troops at the bases and confirmed and then checked, and it's true. They're taking warrior fighting vehicles, Bradleys, and others, and deploying them in strategic locations all over the country. In fact, most counties now have regular Army caches, not at the regular armory, but they've got caches at facilities. I was worried about citizens running to those. They've got hidden caches of tanks, armored vehicles, flamethrowers, rocket launchers. There it is. Homeland Security unveils monstrous SWAT trucks. Look at this thing. That's bigger than the ones they've got in Iraq. The troops can't have those. All right, and that's not even the big one. I found one in there that was even bigger. It had even bigger wheels. It's the oldest story in human history where governments get taken over by criminals. They know the public's waking up, so they arm to the teeth and declare anybody who doesn't want to be a slave the enemy. I'm going to explain something. The public Agenda 21 plan is they're going to keep raising, even when housing prices went down where I live, they raised property taxes. They're going to bankrupt everybody who isn't on the inside track, just like all the other coal plants have to shut down, except those owned by globalists. And they're just, and Congress says, don't do it, and Obama says, I'm going to do it. Don't launch a war in Libya. I got UN authority. It's you get to a point in tyranny where they're not eating around the edges anymore, but where they do whatever they want, whenever they want. And they train you to be a complete prisoner. The preacher where my wife went to church said the way to do it is if you get pulled over, be thankful and put your keys on the dash and your hands up. I mean, literal prisoner training. That's what the TSA is. As if we're all criminals. And I always do that and the officers thank me. Why don't you just put your hands out the window? And that's what our kids are trained for in the schools, being put on the school buses and taken to FEMA centers. And some cops listening go, well, that does make it safer. The point is, crooks run you. You may be the nicest guy in the world. Might be fun to go deer hunting with you. I bet it would be. I bet you'd be fun to sit around a table, drink beer, and eat a T-bone steak. But the point is, the government isn't the government anymore, okay? Now, I want to go to this clip, and we're going to come back with the IRS news. But domestic checkpoints, when the IRS, who has its own fake courts and who takes homes, houses without courts and who garnishes wages without courts and who just says what you owe them, and it's all written Byzantine so the elites are exempt, it's written like that on purpose. If you owe taxes, you're not going to be able to travel outside the country, and they're going to revoke, that is, turn off the chip in your passport. I told you every week for over a decade that was the plan, because I would read the white papers coming out of MIT. They admit the system they set up in Baghdad and Fallujah is modeled after the, quote, control grid, cashless society control grid. That's not my term. That's the RAND Corporation, Department of Defense, MIT. The Matrix isn't a term written by some author for the Wachowski brothers. That's a 1970s Pentagon plan. Doesn't mean that ever. I mean, it's so crazy. Reality is so much wilder than any science fiction movie. People tell me they're bored. You're living in an artificial environment, basically, now in these cities, with everything being manipulated, electromagnetic, chemical, biological, all of it, on record. The elites all have their private food supply, non-GMO. They don't take the vaccines. I'm going to go to break and come back with this. But here's Rahm Emanuel. This is what this new domestic Homeland Security, national ID, domestic checkpoint, capital control system is. Is just, you don't own a gun because we say, no judge, no jury. You don't fly because we say. You don't leave the country because we say. You don't have a job. TSA is going to be over all hiring. They're going to be in all neighborhoods. And they, folks, every dentist my dad has now talked to, he thought it was just him, so he asked other dentists and called other offices. They're all being approached by spies, it turns out, who were long-term patients. And of course, I can't even say the guy's name because it's a he wouldn't even tell me because it's a doctor client privilege. Of course, the government, the doctors are told though, go ahead and tell us stuff. And he was approached, and this guy was so dumb he didn't even know that. You know, my dad was the father of Alex Jones, even though he'd been going to them for 10 years or more, and my dad had treated his mother. And he tried to recruit my dad to spy on his patients and to be a Homeland Security secret agent. Pay card. And my dad called me and goes, are they trying to set me up? And I said, no, ask the other dentist. And they're like, yeah, we got approached, but we're not supposed to talk about it. Some of them at their houses, folks, they're going around getting an army of evil ready for us. This is the takedown of America. These are the foreign spies. These are the agents. We've been infiltrated. It's the New World Order. I've got the BBC saying Goldman Sachs conquered Europe, put all its people in over the national police, over the finance ministers. I'm getting chills. The presidents, the prime ministers, Latin America, they run almost all the countries, Asia. And it's standardized. Black tanks, black armor, black uniforms, checkpoints, can't leave the country, citizen spies, block captains, preachers telling you to spy on each other. And they go to these preachers and these dentists, and they get on these power trips, and here's a Homeland Security guy going, come to this meeting. And he was showing him the badge and everything. And I got money for you. You're going to get paid, and you're going to spy on everybody. And my dad's like, spy on what? Everything.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Federal agents, we are armed!
They're not federal agents. They work for the private banks that have taken over this country and brag in hundreds of publications like The Economist that it is a dictatorship of, quote, technocratic central bankers. Remember all those years I said central bankers imploding the economy through derivatives, world government. Then they're going to have capital controls, checkpoints to buy and sell, face scanning. It'll be a digital photo. All of it now being announced. And you're like, okay, well, I'll just put up with that. No. It's meant to manage the economy, track it all, shut down the grassroots, farmers markets, you name it, that they call black market. Because they know as they squeeze you, you're going to try to survive. And this is about no more single-parent homes, not having money to have kids. They now say that. We're going to bankrupt you so you can't have kids. And if you do and you're poor, we're going to take them. This is the planned economy. This is Agenda 21. This is it. Do you understand? It's worse than I'm saying. People go, oh, it can't be that bad. It's worse. It's all going to happen unless we really get upset. And again, what got me upset is this Forbes article and the Fox articles is all like, oh, well, yeah, it's going to pass and self-fulfilling prophecy. And, the IRS just puts you on a list and just says you're in arrears. I get letters all the time saying I am, and it always start fighting, and it turns out it's made up. Again, the whole thing's a fraud to begin with. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. Now, this is the model where gangster crooks like Rahm Emanuel, who gives, billions of dollars to fake energy companies, and Don Corzine, who steals billions of his own people's money, lies to Congress, doesn't get in trouble. That's where your tax money goes. Most of your tax money doesn't even go to defense or police or any of it. It goes to the bankers. That's why Warren Buffett's like, raise taxes on the rich, because he's exempt. He wants the middle class and new wealth, nouveau riche's money. It's so elementary. And that talking point needs to get out everywhere, because it's the truth. It's the truth. Let's go to Rahm Emanuel, to the Brady Center, about how they're just going to put you on a list. They say if you're on a no-fly list, 2 million people don't know why they're on it, can't get off of it. Last time I checked, like 30-something Congress people are on them. Little 5-year-old kids, 6-year-old kids are on them. If you're on that list and maybe a possible terrorist, no judge, no jury, you don't have access to a firearm. They're just going to expand that list, folks. Already most veterans I talk to can't buy guns even though they have no criminal record. You're just put on the list now. It's already in place. Just like the ATF's now telling gun shops what they can do outside of law. That's called capital T tyranny. And now these same crooks are going to have a no-fly list. And the IRS has said their ultimate plan is you're not going to be able to have a car, insurance, have a job, or travel anywhere if you're in bad steads with them. You're going to be on the no-fly list and the no-gun-buy list, and then you're going to have to turn your guns in. That's the plan. You watch. Here's Rahm Emanuel.
And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Tyrant! Listen to those criminals flapping. Those are tyrants.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. But if you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled, because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve
that's
that
enough.
Right.
You don't deserve that right, which is a privilege now, they're saying, to travel. This is for everybody. We're all terrorists, according to that terrorist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.